June 21st, 2014, Chinese authorities killed 13 Islamist extremists in Xinjiang. We usually think that authoritarian states are better at counterterrorism. They are not. Kashgar, China. Any cursory glance at the news coming out of China over the past few years will pick up on the fact that the PRC is in the midst of a massive crackdown on any group it perceives to be, well, supportive of anything the central boffins don't like. China is not a democracy, and whatever Beijing wants, it gets. No room for counter-argument. That nation's policy in Xinjiang province in the extreme northwest is particularly worrisome. This predominantly Muslim area has seen mosques shut down or even razed, religious practice outlawed, and a massive influx of Han Chinese to outpopulate the locals. Over 1 million Xinjiang Uyghurs are in training camps, meaning indoctrination concentration camps. And the main government has even decided to mandate what courtyards must look like. The PRC has claimed that its measures in the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, or XUAR, are necessary to nip terrorism in the bud. And it is true that in the early 2010s, there were indeed terrorist attacks perpetrated by probable Uyghur Islamist extremists, mostly stabbings. So yes, China has a terrorism problem. On this day in 2014, assailants drove a bomb-laden car into a police station in Kashgar, XUAR, injuring three officers. Chinese news claimed that no civilians were hurt, but it is far from certain we can trust this source. Officials added that they had killed 13 terrorists. States have both the right and the duty to prevent terrorism. But what if that same state is engaged in policies and programs that make matters worse?
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking this subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.